Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Why does it always take so long for the check? They do want money, right?
Are we in a hurry?
I sort of feel like I should do a bunch of city things.
Is there a particular city thing you want to do?
I hardly did city things when I actually...
We'll do whatever you want.
I guess I just mainly want to be with you.
That works. When are Mom and Trav meeting you?
Saturday afternoon.
God, this Saturday.
Are we... definitely cool about...
Hey, I get an exclusive weekend with you. I'm the winner out of the whole family.
Sure, okay. But...
they need it the most.
It would be Mom and Jamie if,
Yeah.
And of course, I've promised that I won't bug you about Jamie.
So keep that promise. Is this saying goodbye? It's not exactly, right?
Of course not. I'll still exist. You can still talk to me whenever you want.
But not just you.
Right.
No more exclusive weekends.
Come on, how many weekends do you want to spend with your dad?
Maybe a lot. You don't know my life.
Fair enough.
I hope the check never comes.
Give Me Away, Episode 4, The People Who Are In Your House.
Shit.
Oh, jeez.
Travis Maple, Morgan Shapiro, right?
That's right.
Lieutenant Riley, why don't we step in this office here, a little quieter?
Thank Christ.
We ought to be able to knock this out fast. Let me get you to go ahead and fill these out.
Forms, my favorite.
Lieutenant, that's pretty high, right?
Well, depends on the day. Lots of folks do what I say, I do what a lot of other folks say.
And you're handing out forms at the gate?
I always start to write my PIN for my social. Do you guys do that?
Well, why would I ask my people to do anything I wouldn't do myself?
My people? Does that mean you're in charge here?
To an extent, I can't control or even monitor what happens in there, but I do get to say who goes in or out.
So you're in charge of both directions, in and out.
Prisons filter in both directions, don't they?
Is this a prison?
All done. Now I need to find some other way to ignore this tense conversation.
Call it a carefully administered point of passage.
Administered by you?
I'll just look out the window, shall I?
This isn't unusual. If a bunch of folks from North Korea wanted to settle in the United States, we wouldn't necessarily turn them away, but we sure would love to sit down and talk to them for a minute. And that's North Korea, a place we know literally anything about.
Wait, that's not... is that...
impressive. How loud they are with that smaller crowd.
Jesus, Morgan, is that...
sit down, Travis.
No, but right at the front. Am I losing my mind? Isn't that...
Travis, sit down.
You knew...
don't tell Graham.
You knew she'd be there.
I'm finished. Can we go in now?
Just let me clear this with Central. Then, I'll drive you in myself. Welcome to Red Camp.
It's
Special delivery.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
My pleasure.
Particularly for driving them yourself.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you have bags?
Nice spot.
Really? Because I think it looks like a dump.
Bags are in the back. I'd get them myself, but...
No, no problem. I know you're very... Even the spaceship looks like a dump. This is Brooke and Deirdre. They're sort of the boss. I just realized I don't know your title. Wait, who? Is somebody else?
Travis.
Right.
I'm Morgan. This is Travis.
We're pleased to meet you.
Hey, I'm just glad to meet everybody.
Make yourselves comfortable. Once you're settled in, we'll go to the ghost house.
Fuck, this is nice. This is how you're living now?
Just tonight.
This suite is specifically for people about to undergo acceptance. Plenty of space for the acceptant and their witnesses to spend a comfortable evening.
And that's us. We're the witnesses?
That's right.
By virtue of what? Somehow vouching that...
These are the documents here. One set for each of you. We'll need you to review and sign them before we can begin the acceptance process.
Oh, so if we don't sign them, he can't do it?
All right.
If that's something you're considering, then we need
Jesus,
to...
Jesus, relax.
Wait, did you just say we're going to the ghost house?
As soon as you're settled in.
Like, inside?
This is the route you'll be taking tomorrow. Obviously, it's fairly straightforward.
Just go towards the big spaceship.
Yes.
Are you all right?
Well, I'm not totally sure what that question means in context, but I feel fine.
Okay. Brooke and Deirdre wouldn't let me take the elevator the first time. They made me take the stairs. It was a whole thing.
Sounds like it.
Tomorrow morning when you arrive here, we'll be waiting inside. We'll collect the signed witness statement and then take Graham in for the mapping process. You won't be able to accompany him at that point, so we wanted to show you the inside today.
We all have to come back here in the morning?
No. If Graham has the executed documents, he can come alone. Think of it like an airport. Do you prefer to say goodbye at home or at the gate?
Even the door makes a dumb sound. This spaceship is crap.
We think so too. This is the mainframe interface room, which is the bulk of the ship's interior. We're sure you've seen it on the live stream.
Yes.
A lot of new gear. Is this for me?
Liz and Robin keep the component parts on site, then assemble it before each mapping process.
Well, looks like you're going to the space dentist.
So, Graham will be in this sort of... chair during the,
mapping process, yes. It allows us to adjust the positioning of his body throughout the procedure. A lot like a dentist, actually.
See, I'm not wrong about everything.
Can I sit in it now? Just to see what it'll feel like?
If you like. Just be careful of the...
Don't.
What?
Please don't.
The legendary ghost house screams. What, did you find the volume knob?
Travis!
We found ways of dampening the sound, just so we can work while...
That's people!
Jesus, man. Okay.
It doesn't even smell alien. It's like being anywhere.
Well, this is going great.
Don't try to make tonight some kind of perfect goodbye. Just let it be what it is.
And get them to sign the papers.
Well, yes.
Oh, look at this marvelous minibar from which I can avail myself of nothing.
When did you stop drinking?
Oh, where to begin?
We'll leave you alone. That phone goes directly to the welcome desk if you need anything. Spend the evening in any way you wish. But Graham... we would strongly suggest you get at least some sleep before tomorrow's procedure.
Orgy's off, Trav.
No, just as well. I rubbed one out in the spaceship. I'm not a young man anymore.
And I need to be there at 6.
6 a.m. exactly. It was lovely to meet you both.
Probably we feel the same.
We're good.
All right.
Great. Who's ready for the worst one-act play ever?
I told Tali I'd let them know we got here.
You haven't heard from...
Nope.
Swing your phone around. Show me the room a little bit.
This is basically it, plus there's bedrooms for everyone.
No! Sleep! To brainwash!
Hi, Travis.
Do you want me to put Dad on?
Nope. Put your squared away. This is your night.
I love you, kiddo.
Love you, too. Crush it tomorrow.
Yep.
Crush it.
Bye, love.
Bye.
What would that involve? Crushing it? What would constitute you doing a great job tomorrow?
It's just a thing kids say.
Huh. I want you to know, I have my marching orders.
Your what?
At some point this evening, I am to plead exhaustion, quietly retire into my bedroom, and pretend I don't hear your guys' final whatever it is.
That's the plan.
That's his plan. I think we should all just have an evening.
Should we go ahead and just sign the papers just to knock that out?
Oh, should we just knock that out?
Just so we don't...
Just get that out of the way?
All right.
Why am I mad? I wasn't going to be mad.
Do you want me to make you a...
I really hate being handled.
Yeah, I know. Brooke and Deirdre can be sort of...
Does that ever get old? The two names for everyone?
I'll make you a drink. I can pretend it's for me.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
My health, man. Self-care. Usual?
What's the usual?
I'll just pick then.
Do you feel like you're an alcoholic?
Mainly, it's that every time I drink, Morgan gets mad at me.
Because you get entitled. Because you act like a...
She always kicks me out, so I have to take a lift, and then another one to get my car the next day. It's a whole thing.
So you guys are fighting?
He stumbles off to Jamie's old room like it's college again. It's just, sure, everybody crash, living that commune shithole life. Yay.
I sleep over so many nights, I don't understand why.
Because it's getting expected, and I don't want it to be expected. I don't want it to lapse into habit. I want you to ask me afresh every time with the understanding that I might say no because it's weird.
You never minded, right, Graham?
Oh, sure. Ask Mr. Buoyed on an eddy through life. Why would he object when he can default to just letting it all wash over him? Although apparently not anymore.
I didn't object exactly, but I think I never understood it. Why sleep in someone else's house when you have a house?
I mean... Fellowship? I don't know. Fraternal? I mean, didn't both of you love it back then?
You mean college?
Not even college. The years after, whatever it was, 4 or 5 years, we all just kind of rotated around each other's places.
Well, sure, that was fun all the way back in, I mean, what was it?
It wasn't even fun back then.
Bullshit! Okay, you got tired of it first, sure, but you had a lot of good times before that.
Oh, it's just as people get older...
Happiest I ever was. Happiest I ever fucking was. Someone was always happening. Someone was always awake. There was always some joke going on. The cereal bet, remember? How long Webb could go just eating cereal?
Jesus, Trav, Webb was sneaking so many regular meals.
I did wonder why you were taking his word.
He was eating huge salads, like, don't tell Travis.
But that's part of it. Travis, that mug? But that's fine. That was my role in the mosaic, my spot on the tapestry. At least I had a spot. Now there's nothing. I just moved on. They just went on with their lives. I didn't even feel it happen. It was like I woke up from a nap and everybody had kids.
So you thought, what, once our kids were grown, maybe it's game on again?
Plus, if you're carrying a torch for Morgan.
He's not carrying a torch for me.
Well, I'm not trying. It's just... It's a joke we tell.
He's not carrying a torch for me.
It's that I'm hiding it in my pants. That's the confusion.
Then prove it.
What?
This one's your bedroom, right? Come on in. We'll close the door behind us and you can prove it.
Don't fuck with me. I will.
I will fuck with you if you walk over here and join me in this bedroom right now.
I don't know. Walking seems like a lot. I have injuries from the war.
You want to tell jokes or you want to fulfill the dream of a lifetime?
Guys, come on.
All right, whatever.
I have never been romantically interested in you for a second, but if you join me in this room right now, I will fake it so good they'll give me an Emmy.
Guys, this is really not how I want to spend this night.
Travis?
If you don't want me to come over to your house anymore, I won't. Just say so, and I'm gone.
See?
Look, I feel like this is sort of spiraling, and we can pick up some of these conversations later, so let's go ahead and get the paper signed, so that at least...
What do you mean, later? After tomorrow?
Well, I'm not actually dying, so...
Isn't it funny? For all of our talk of Travis, the perpetual undergrad, it's actually Graham who's moving into a dorm. It's Graham who's taking on a roommate for life.
I think there's a few differences.
Well, because I can always tell Travis to get his shit out of Jamie's room and never come back, but you...
Actually, maybe we should figure out another room for you, Trav. Maybe I can convert my old office, or...
This is how you change the subject, making plans to alter my house.
It's not like I put Jamie's stuff on the curb.
Or... even Talia's room, but we'd have to check with them first.
Why?
Sorry?
Why is Talia's room better than Jamie's?
Because...
because there's no danger of Talia moving back home. Right? Which, if Jamie does do that, now that's on me. They're not gonna let her crash with you and bargain Roswell.
Obviously, we can have a longer conversation about this.
When? When? Next week? You, me, and the alien in your brain?
I'll still be alive. They're paying me a salary. I'm not going to neglect my responsibilities. But at a certain point, Jamie's an adult.
An adult whose backup plan you're hatching right now.
Just if she had nowhere to... No, you know what? You're right. It's your house. That's what we agreed. We can't build our lives around protecting her anymore.
Oh, you want to go out there and tell her that?
What?
Oops.
Go out where?
No, I'm saying you really want to call her right now and... Shit.
Is Jamie here?
I can't believe it wasn't me who fucked that up.
Jamie's here?
She's not in Red Camp, okay? She's...
They only allow two, so if you're both here...
Look, Graham, this is your night.
Is she waiting outside? You brought Travis and left Jamie outside.
No, it's not like that.
I forgive you, by the way.
She's outside right fucking
Graham,
now.
And Graham, she doesn't want to come in.
God damn it.
Graham, what are you... God's sake.
Should I come too? No. Yeah, I'd be intruding.
Everyone back. All right, folks, everyone needs to take two steps back.
Jamie!
Graham, wait.
Hey, stop. Stop there.
Jamie!
Graham, this is stupid.
Sir, you need to stop, sir.
I'm with the camp. I'm
sir,
one of the...
Sir, you need to stop right now.
No, I'm with the ghost house. I'm getting accepted tomorrow.
I don't care who you are. If you take one more move toward the perimeter fence...
I'm supposed to be here.
Not at the perimeter, you're not.
Graham, just stay where you are. There's no point.
Dad!
Jamie!
Sir, I am not going to tell you again.
No, listen. I need
Graham, he is about to blow your face off. Shut up and stop moving.
She's right there.
If you don't turn around and walk away right this
Anything
second.
Anything I can help with?
Sir.
Let me through.
Some night, huh?
Sir, these two civilians were approaching the perimeter fence. I've given them in excess of the three mandated warnings.
Wait, there's three mandated...
Evening, Graham. Rum Springer getting a little out of hand?
That's my daughter. I want to talk to her.
What happens after the third?
That's your daughter? In the front line of the protest.
Can we bring her in? Just for...
No.
Or just talk to her through the fence. I can totally...
We keep the perimeter fence clear for good reasons. Chief amongst them is the safety of the people on both sides of it.
Can we talk to her or not?
Both of you now.
If that's a problem, just him.
Let that girl approach. I'll tell you when to take her back.
Sir.
2 minutes.
Two?
Whatever state your family's in, that's on you. I run a secure facility.
Yeah.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror anthology Magenta Presents.
Or season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favorite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hi, sweetheart.
I don't know what you want to talk to me for.
Didn't you just call out to me?
I've chosen my side.
Well, at least it got you here tonight.
It... what?
I thought I wasn't gonna see you.
That's not why I... You don't take anything I do seriously, do you?
When you don't talk to me for weeks, I take that seriously.
That's my fault now.
When I tell you something important and you respond by not talking to
me... It's my fault that you're polluting your own brain and leaving me without a father?
That's not what's happening. I'm still gonna be here. I'm still...
Don't lie to me. They told me all about it.
Who? These people?
All of it. Everything you and your friends are hiding, it's all gonna come out.
This is crazy. There's nothing to... How did you even find these people?
I searched them right after you told me. I went online that day.
Do you need a ride back? I'm sure your mom can...
I'm riding back with my friends.
And you feel safe?
You're asking me that question?
I'm still... gonna be here. Part of me still gonna be your dad.
Part of you? Do you hear the words you're saying right now?
Sweetheart!
Don't do it, Dad!
Time, Graham!
Baby, you're grown. We both have to figure out our own...
Put her back! Sir!
Fuck you.
This way, ma'am!
Call your mom if your ride doesn't...
Graham, let's go.
You got a lot of sky out here, don't you?
I guess.
I wasn't in the right mood to notice when we came in.
Yeah, actually, you think Travis can amuse himself a little longer?
What did you have in mind? You weren't kidding. This is bizarrely flat.
Right. It's almost more like a really firm bed than a rock.
This is what, your spot?
No one else in camp seems to have claimed it. God. I don't know what I expected.
Look, she's an asshole.
Jesus, Morgan.
She is. She's an asshole.
Fuck you. I know Jamie has a lot of...
She just treated you like utter shit and you're mad at me.
What, like you've been giving me the royal treatment all night?
Well, exactly. If I'm being an asshole, you'll see it, because when you look at me, you see a person.
You think I don't see Jamie as...
Not if you can't see she's an asshole, no. You're not letting her be a grown-up human like you.
She just immediately goes to the most extreme... She skips right past talking to me and goes right to...
What if she had talked to you? What could you have said to make her understand? This really is a comfortable rock.
It really is.
I actually thought maybe this was your nookie spot.
My what?
I thought you were bringing me out here for...
Did you want me to?
I think we've pretty much established...
Wait, you think I've been here a couple months, and I already have a nookie spot?
Just the whole furtive way you were... But... obviously not.
Wait, what does that mean?
We can talk about this, right? We're not trying to save anything. We can be clinical.
The sex or the whole entire...
Because I understood what was happening on my end, but I never understood yours.
Which part?
I went through something normal. Every long-term couple ever, one or the other, goes through stretches where they're not interested.
I don't think I ever blamed you for...
That's the thing, though. All I asked for was patience, but you somehow took that to mean withdraw altogether.
Is that what you thought?
My friends would be like, my husband is whining, my wife is whining, and... All I could think was, I wish Graham would whine.
You actually wanted me to...
I wanted to know that you were waiting for me on the other end. Some sort of something, some indication that... Maybe after the kids had gone. I didn't have an exact idea.
I wanted to respect your wishes.
Oh, bullshit. The way you went whole hog, that's what somebody does when they've been waiting for an excuse.
I did resent it for a while. Or I thought I did.
Is this still the sex, or...?
I would actually look in the calendar to see how long it had been. The last time was at the cabin. That was... You know, X number of days ago.
I can't even imagine you thinking this.
But then when you wanted to, I'd just be grumpy or tired. Like, I want it until I can have it.
This is completely blowing my mind.
Until it just sort of hit me one day that I didn't want it at all. I thought I did, like some residual...
Like, you weren't enjoying it, or...
No, I did when it happened. But it was like... Remember getting funnel cakes at the state fair? We'd get, like, two and split them with the kids.
I hated those.
I really liked them for that one day. What a delicious funnel cake. I look forward to the one I'll eat next year.
But you weren't always like that early on.
No, yeah, I can't pinpoint exactly...
Do you feel like I somehow did that to you? Like,
No, sweetheart, no. This was from deep inside me. This was counting down for a long time. Huh. What?
I hate that this makes you attractive.
What does?
That you finally want something for yourself this bad. Like, what was it? Was it seeing the spaceship for the first time? Was it love at first sight?
It was no one thing or moment, but that first interview Brooke and Deirdre did together the first time, that's when I couldn't lie to myself anymore.
See, I don't get that.
What?
I get being gay, straight, trans, non-binary, what, celibate, poly, a nun, a shut-in. Any number of things, because that's all human stuff that has always existed, but why the fuck would there be people for this?
I don't know. I just know I'm one of them.
Call Travis.
Why?
Have him bring my papers to the front door of the Welcome Center. I'll sign them there.
guess the protesters got tired. I hope Jamie's...
I was gonna leave you first.
What?
I was actually planning it, like searching places. Even when I was going on about that dumb couples camp, I was thinking he's wrong for me for who I am now in every way.
Why didn't you?
Because you don't love the people who are right for you. You love the people who are in your house.
So hey, guys, thanks for all the quality alone time. I read a book.
Sorry, Trev.
Got your stupid papers.
Give them here.
I signed your bullshit, too. It's over there.
Thank you.
Nice place to barely use.
They're gonna be pissed I didn't sleep.
You could grab, what, an hour?
I feel like that'd be worse.
Where's she going?
Motel. A little ways down the interstate. She's gonna call Jamie and see if...
You fucked me, you know.
What?
You leaving completely fucked me.
I thought it would, you know, leave you wide open for...
She knows she can live without you now. How long before she...
Hey, man.
She is all I...
Trav, man, you should...
What, find a nice girl who loves me back?
You can't live like this.
You're about to get an alien brain and I'm a dickweed. I don't think you're winning the life choices contest.
Yeah.
You'll still... talk to me? You'll still be my...
Yeah, of course I will.
I hope your parasite likes poop jokes.
So, I guess we better,
Yeah. Yeah. I'm up. Only father of the bride left, I suppose.
Then give me away.
Just go towards the big spaceship.
Yeah.
Graham, Travis, is Morgan...
I have her papers, and mine, here.
And you believe that Graham is entering into this compact of his own accord, and with sound mind?
I do. Fuck off!
Yeah. Wow, it's really...
More comfy than it looks, right? The chair?
Astronomically.
The first set of preliminaries are...
Hooked in and humming. Gonna start at a low simmer.
Sounds good.
Okay, Graham, let me get you to count backwards from 10.
Oh, yeah, I remember counting from, tonsils.
We don't know.
What?
Can
What's...
you both shut the fuck up?
Oh,
we need
wait.
To fucking work.
Where am I?
Is that...
Where am I?
I hear him.
We have to reverse it right now.
There is no reversing. What are you talking about?
Shut up!
What? Reverse? What's
this
happening?
This isn't right. Where is this?
Just hold still, Graham. We're working
this
on it.
This isn't right. Why am I here?
Why is everyone... What happened?
Just try to calm down.
Fuck.
I'm not supposed to be here.
Somebody talk to me.
Hey, whoever you are, tell them to put me back.
Somebody tell me what's wrong.
I'll kill you. Tell them. I'll kill you if they don't put me back.
Gideon Media presents Give Me Away by Mac Rogers, directed by Jordana Williams. Featuring Sean Williams, Danny Martinek, Otto Asando, Hannah Cheek, Nat Cassidy, Lori Elizabeth Parquet, Jorge Cordova, Diana O, Ian Williams, Rebecca Comtois, and Hennessy Winkler. Sound design by Bart Fassbender. Assistant directed by Marty McGuire. Music by Adam Blau. And produced by Kara Ehlenfeldt.
The
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica,
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents,
or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favorite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.